listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. This week, Jeff Fish is exploring the blessings of God, what they are, where they come from, and how we're called to respond. Today, we'll focus on the purpose of God's blessings, understanding that they're not just for our benefit, but also for God's glory and the good of others. Our key verse for today is Genesis 12:2. "And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we've been diving into the blessings of God. So far, we've defined what God's blessings are, and we've explored their ultimate source. Today, we're going deeper into the purpose of God's blessings. Why does God bless us, and how should we respond? Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 provides a powerful example of God's intention for blessing. When God called Abraham, he promised to bless him so that he could be a blessing to others. This principle remains true for us today. God blesses us not just for our enjoyment, but to reflect his glory and extend his love to the world. The ultimate purpose of every blessing is to bring glory to God. Psalms chapter 115, verse 1 declares, "Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth." Every gift we receive is an opportunity to point back to the giver, showing the world his goodness, mercy, and power. When we use God's blessings to honor him, whether through worship, service, or testimony, we fulfill their true purpose. God's blessings are not just personal. They're kingdom-oriented. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus instructs us, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you." God provides for our needs so that we can focus on his mission. Whether it's our time, talents, or resources, each blessing is a tool to help advance God's kingdom. This might mean using our gifts to serve in ministry, sharing the gospel, or supporting others in their spiritual journeys. One of the most significant purposes of God's blessings is to share them with others. Just as God told Abraham, "You shall be a blessing," we are called to be conduits of his love and provision. When God provides for us financially or materially, it's an opportunity to be generous to those in need. If God has given us wisdom, peace, or joy, we can share these gifts by encouraging and supporting others. Our relationships are opportunities to model God's love and to bring people closer to him. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, God called Abraham and promised to bless him abundantly. But the purpose was clear. "In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." Abraham's blessings were not just for his own benefit, but were part of God's plan to bring salvation to the world through Jesus. Abraham's story reminds us that God's blessings are often bigger than we realize. They're meant to impact not just our lives, but the lives of others, even future generations. Joseph's life, as recorded in Genesis chapter 37 through chapter 50, shows how God can use blessings to accomplish his purposes, even in the midst of trials. Despite being sold into slavery and imprisoned, Joseph recognized that God had placed him in a position of influence to save many lives. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he told his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of lives." Joseph's story teaches us that God's blessings are not always immediate or obvious. Sometimes they come through difficult circumstances, but they are always part of his greater plan. Now, with these blessings from God, we do have some responsibilities. Number one is stewardship. As recipients of God's blessings, we are called to be God's stewards. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 reminds us, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the multifaceted grace of God. Stewardship means managing what God has given us in a way that honors Him. This includes our time. Are you using your time to pursue God's will and to serve others? Our resources. Are you generous with what God has provided? Your talents. Are you using your skills and abilities to glorify God and build His kingdom? Number two is gratitude. Gratitude is an essential part of recognizing the purpose of God's blessings. When we thank God for His gifts, it reminds us of His goodness and helps us maintain a heart of humility. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 encourages us, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father." Gratitude also helps us avoid entitlement, keeping us focused on the giver rather than the gift. Number three is generosity. God's blessings are not meant to be hoarded. They're meant to be shared. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." When we give freely, we reflect God's generosity and trust in His provision. With all that being said, let's take a moment to evaluate how you're using God's blessings in your life. Here are a few questions to consider. One, are you glorifying God with the blessings He has given you? Two, are you using your blessings to build His kingdom and serve others? And three, are you practicing gratitude and generosity as a response to God's provision? Ask God to show you specific ways that you can align your blessings with His purposes. The purpose of God's blessing is far greater than our personal comfort or enjoyment. They are designed to glorify God, build His kingdom, and bless others. And as we recognize this purpose, let's commit to using every blessing in our lives for His glory and the good of those around us. So thank you for joining me today. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awakened to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, you can visit the link tree in the show notes. There, you'll find access to all Jeff Fish's social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.